Peyton Manning's replacement.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is still out there. The guy that you drafted to step in for Peyton Manning in the Manning Brady Wars, he's now retired. And Tom's like, we should get another ring this year.
This is why, you know, football is more than the sum of the parts. It's like an offensive line and draft decisions. All of those things compromised and ruined the career of what could have been a top flight quarterback.
That's what I would really like to know about. And we'll find out someday how this got communicated from Andrew Luck's side to the organization.
Sure.
Because you want to make sure that they had a reasonable chance to see this coming, that he may say, look, there is, depending on what the doctors say, there is a chance I could be done playing football. Maybe they knew that.
Well, they knew, reportedly, they had about 2 weeks to kind of get their plan together.
Well, even there are signs that point to it earlier. You know, they had some cap space that went a little unused during the offseason. You have Jim Irsay. Now, listen, it's Jim Irsay talking, but at some point in the offseason, he says he'd never trade Jacoby Brissett, even if it was for a number one overall pick.
Well,
not overall, sorry, but a first-round draft pick. That, I mean, right now, you look back and say, when did these conversations really start? Because it feels like maybe, given a couple of their actions, they might have had these conversations more than the 2 weeks ago that got reported.
Well, and you had to keep Brissett because now, you know, behind him is Chad Kelly. Chad Kelly's your backup.
I don't think
You never know when he's going to show up in your living room, too. That's the other thing.
Or do a couple of drinks
and he's sleeping on your couch, right? He just kind of, he helps himself. He just walks right in.
It's a good night.
If you're the Colts, do you call Colin Kaepernick? Because I would.
Yeah, I mean, they were a dark horse shot at a Super Bowl title, right? Or at least contending for one. I'd have put them in that realm.
And I'm not sure that Cap's skills really fit a Frank Reich system, but you need some sort of competition for Brissett. And
you can't have Chad Kelly.
Correct.
I mean, he can't
be your three. He can't be your two.
Matt Moore just got signed, right?
Yeah, weren't we talking about Chiefs? This? The Chiefs just signed him to back up Mahomes.
Yeah, because Chad Henne went down. Those are names. We just said all of those names. We just said all of the quarterbacking is just this ridiculous situation in the NFL. We just said all of those names like they mattered.
Well, here would be my argument for anyone that pushes back on Kaepernick, where like fan response is an issue. You had the nicest guy. The nicest guy played quarterback for you. And when it turned out that he was going to retire, you booed his ass.
And
so does it matter?
Jerseys, right.
So
what do you care what they think?
It doesn't matter.
Right.
So if you were worried about any sort of PR hit, if it gives you a chance to win what I think is an awful AFC South,
yeah.
I think that you do have a chance with the rest of that roster. I think you need to do something. So that's on the docket for me today. The Bear stuff. Bruce is going to join me. There's all sorts of stuff to go on for the next 2 hours. So, gentlemen, I thank you. Have a wonderful day. You are listening to WSCR in HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the Big Ten West champion Northwestern Wildcats, led by Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald, hosts Ohio State, Iowa, Purdue, and more. Tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. And the whole hour, it's being brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Kelly Krull is my buddy, and she does an incredible job covering the Cubs thanks to Garrett Popcorn. Now, I know, look, you've got the million-dollar smile, all right? And we can't mess with the million-dollar smile. But please take a little bag of Garrett Popcorn for later so that you can enjoy it when people aren't staring at your face.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much. I know. Do you know that is my biggest fear is getting on TV and getting ready to report with stuff stuck all in my teeth.
Like, yes.
I have the guys do teeth checks for me. Every
really?
Once in a while. I do, yeah. You know who's really good at it? Ian Happ. Because he doesn't make fun of me. He's like, no, you're good.
You're good.
You know? But no one wants to get caught on TV with...
Sure. And I mean, it's delicious. Garrett popcorn is delicious, so you want to go for it.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. Glad that you could check out what Tony put together for the Open. We had Kelly Krull on the show Friday. It was great chatting with her. She is such good people. The Cubs, man. Oh, that is rough. Today on the ones and twos, it's Tony, a.k.a. Tony Two Bags, a.k.a. Tone, a.k.a. Tony Backpacks. He's out there doing good stuff in Inglewood yesterday, handing out backpacks to kids through his church, which is phenomenal. It's part of the reason why we love Tony so much. Handling the phones is Christopher. Where's Campy? Someone gave Campy some time off?
Yeah, he's got a vacation this week.
I didn't approve that. I mean, I'm happy to see Christopher. Don't get me wrong. I love Christopher, but I didn't approve that. The beautiful thing is that I don't have to approve that because I'm not anyone's boss.
I love you too, Lawrence.
It's true. I'm glad that you'll be hearing these guys' voices throughout the show. We are going to talk about Andrew Luck retiring today. We're going to talk about the Bears. We're going to talk about the Cubs and all of the Cubs problems. Texter, they weren't booing Luck. They were booing the moment. Go fly a kite.
In a preseason game?
Yeah, they were booing the moment. They were booing Andrew Luck, and he heard it, and it hurt his feelings. And I know that people don't care about folks' feelings, but considering what that guy has done for that city, to be treated like that, that's a mess. And don't defend people who did that. That makes you the bad person.
Oh, we're gonna talk about it.
Yeah, Tony, it's definitely something that we need to discuss. But we start the show, as we start all things, with a rundown.
When did you need that rundown by?
As soon as possible.
Okay.
Just get it right.
Yeah, gotcha. Of course. I'm going to dive in to the rundown.
The rundown.
Here is your rundown for Monday, August 26th. How about the sky, man? Let's talk about what's going on with the sky. They are playoff bound, and Allie Quigley doing work against the Mercury.
Quigley in the lane, left-hand shove, and it gets the roll, and that is a big finish for Allie Quigley.
Allie Quigley with 24 points as the Sky get a win on a Sunday night out in Phoenix, 94-86. The White Sox over on the south side today. Hope that you had a chance to do the double. I thought about doing it Friday. Friday, I was like, I was already at Wrigley. I was like, this is going to be easy, man. I'm going to get home. I'm going to take a little power nap. Then I'm going to head over to the south side. And then I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to do that because, no, man, I'm not. Meanwhile, the White Sox had a wonderful weekend. Jose Abreu on Saturday got his 1,000th hit. And then on Sunday, he did this.
Left side, Sox lead. Jose's got an RBI in 6 out of his last 7 games, and it's 1-0. On the ground, slowly hit third base side, and all they'll get is one out. As Forsythe stood on the bag, the Sox get a run on an RBI for Abreu into triple figures.
The White Sox win 2-0. Can I just share a little bit about Reynaldo Lopez? Lopez had a no-hitter through 5. He left the game. Everyone's like, is he hurt? No, he had a little stomach thing going on. So he left the game. I was going back through it. If you go back to June 19th with Reynaldo Lopez, he hasn't had a start with fewer than 5 innings since June 19th. June 9th. So 5, and it's actually 5 1/3. 5 1/3 innings pitched or more since June 9th for every single start for Reynaldo Lopez. His second half splits, Tony. Second half splits for this guy. 54 1/3 innings pitched, 52 strikeouts, 18 walks, a 1.196 whip in the second half. Reynaldo Lopez looking like a guy that should be at the back of your rotation. You were saying?
So apparently, I guess the White Sox plan on how they grow pitchers, go out there, be as terrible as possible, and then in the back end, as you learn, you'll be better.
Well,
that's what it seems like they're doing. Just go be awful in the beginning.
You could do it in a season where you don't have expectations. You can have a guy like Lopez go out there and figure out what he is and what he isn't. I'm happy that this is happening outside of September, because September numbers to me are empty calories. The fact that it started before the All-Star break where we saw a better version of him, and he still has hiccups, but it's been a much better product. It's been fun to watch him do that. It's great. It's really, really great to see a guy that's probably going to end up at the back of your rotation who has front of the rotation stuff. His stuff is amazing. It's just, can he be consistent with it? And it's good to see him do that for the White Sox. So the White Sox win. They win 3 out of 4 over the weekend. Jose Abreu gets his 1,000th hit. They win 2-0 yesterday. All good in the hood on the South Side. In the National League Central, the Paul Goldschmidt thing is still happening.
Base hit into right. One run in. Here comes Edmund. Throw to the plate, not in time. He goes the other way on a 2-2 pitch, and it's 6-2.
So the Cardinals, they win again. They are 8-2 in their last 10. What are they, 13-3 in their last 16? They've won 4 in a row. They are now 71-58. What about the Milwaukee Brewers? They are falling fast.
This is hit deep to center field, and that one's going to go. Eduardo Escobar de la Pica. It's 3-0 D-backs. Well, the bats start to come alive here at Miller Park.
Diamondbacks win against the Brewers 5-2, and the Brewers have a killer of a schedule coming up for them. I mean, it's that way for the Cubs too, which we'll get to momentarily. The Brewers now 67-63, 4.5 games behind St. Louis. What about your Chicago Cubs? Anthony Rendon is the best player that no one talks about.
Here's the pitch to Rendon, 0-2. Drilled to deep left. That's trouble. It's going to leave the yard for a long home run all the way on to Waveland Avenue. Anthony Rendon has just given the Nationals a 1-0 lead. His 29th homer of the year, 103 RBIs, and he got all of that one.
He did, but the Cubs were able to tie the game up.
Russell swings, hits one to deep left field. Going back is Soto. This one's in the basket for a home run. Russell ties up the game. 1-1 in the fifth.
But then the Nationals try to pull away.
And the 2-1 to Azdrubal. Line to right, base hit. It's going to drive in two. Racing to third, Soto. 2-run score, and now it is 5-2.
But the Cubs fought back, and Kyle Schwarber came through to tie it up.
Schwarber hits one in the air. Deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone. Ball game tied. Kyle Schwarber, a booming two-run home run.
Says 30th home run for Kyle Schwarber. 5-5. It's looking like the Cubs are going to be able to salvage a win in this series against the Nationals. But then Rendon did the Rendon stuff.
With one away, Chatwood working on Rendon. And a wild pitch gets away from Caratini. Coming in to score is Kendrick. A pitch in the dirt, squirted away, and now it's 6-5 Nationals.
Wild pitch. The at-bat continued.
A line drive, base hit, left field, another run is in. Anthony Rendon, a single, a soft line drive over the drawn-in infield, driving in a run, and now it is 7-5.
7-5. The Cubs end up losing. They've lost 3 in a row, get swept by the Nationals. They fall to 69-61. They have the day off today, and then they go to New York to take on a team that they are now competing with for the final wild card spot. Here's what Joe Maddon had to say about the series.
I give them credit. They worked some really good at-bats. They did. They worked some tough at-bats and moments. The big difference was they weren't chasing out of the zone and we were. That's the difference in the series primarily. Give them credit. I mean, our bullpen really fought hard. Cishek and Chatwood were not supposed to pitch today at all, but it got to the point where we started asking for volunteers right about the 8th inning, knowing that it could eventually become an extra inning game. So give those guys a lot of credit. They came in today knowing, thinking they were not going to pitch, and then they were pressed into service. I thought we played really well on defense. We made some tremendous plays today, outstanding plays. Cole Hamels hung in there really well. So we did a lot of good things, and so did they. So they deserve to win. They beat us straight up. And, again, the biggest difference to me is just the organization of strikes on or not. That's it. That's the difference.
Joe has been pretty clear about what he determines to be a good at-bat and what's not a good at-bat. This is a rough stretch the Cubs are going to go on over the next week after this loss and getting swept. It's amazing how different it can feel from day to day, from series to series. That concludes our rundown here for Monday, August 26th. If you go back to Friday, you know, I did the show leading up to Cubs pregame. They had won 5 in a row. Things were clicking. And then the Nats did a great job with their pitching for sure. But the situational hitting aspect of it, even when you're talking about Asdrubal Cabrera yesterday, he's an incredible at bat for him. And there was great stuff from Rendon all weekend. We'll see if there's ever really a change in approach by a majority of that lineup. There's one guy in the lineup in particular that is on the struggle bus. We're going to talk about him a little bit later on, but if they have any chances of winning, Javi Baez needs to start hitting again. And he also needs to start walking again. Because when you walk, that's usually when you start hitting. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Bears were in Indianapolis as this whole thing with Andrew Luck was playing out. One of the guys that covered it, J.J. Stankovic, he was there for the Andrew Luck press conference. He was there as the fans were booing him. He was there as the Bears were trying to figure out what was going on. We're going to talk with him next here on The Score.
When the Bears and Packers face off at Soldier Field for Game 1, The Score will have the best game day coverage available due to the Cubs game. Listen to our Bears-Packers pregame exclusively on 670thescore.com starting at 5:30 p.m. from the lobby of 1-2 Brew with Olin Krutz and Patrick Menele. Then, after the game, we're back on The Score with The Score's legendary Bears postgame show with Hub Arkish and Big Cat Williams. If you're a Bears fan, our pre- and post-coverage can't be missed on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. The U.S. Patent Office got it right Friday when it turned down Tom Brady's request to patent the name Tom Terrific. The Patent Office made it clear why it turned Brady down. Quote, the applied for mark consists of or includes matter which may falsely suggest a connection with Tom Seaver. The Mets Hall of Fame pitcher was always Tom Terrific. I'd never heard Brady call that, and after the story broke in June, Brady said he applied for the trademark so people wouldn't call him that, saying he regretted the application was even made. That said, he didn't withdraw it. The test comes now. Brady has 6 months to appeal. Brady is terrific. Also great, superb, and the GOAT when it comes to quarterbacks. Seaver's dying of dementia. Leave his Tom Terrific legacy intact and untainted. I'm John Feinstein.
Save big at Village Cycle Center's clearance sale. All Trek bikes are on sale, and you can walk in and ride out in 1 hour at the lowest price guaranteed. VillageCycle.com.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
You don't have to pay high-end prices to give your home a high-end look. Transform any room today with brand new blinds, shades, and shutters from Blinds.com. With over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, it's no surprise Blinds.com is America's number one choice for custom window treatments. Go now through August 26th and save up to 40% on some of their top-rated products. Plus, save an extra $20 at Blinds.com with promo code USA. Blinds.com, promo code USA. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Donate your car today.
carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deductions.